Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there was a decision shortly after the last show I did on Friday. The federal government announced there'd be no charges for the officer who shot Jacob Blake in the back seven or eight times. I was disappointed, and I think that's a mistake, and here's why. The police deserve our full support. I have had a cousin and a great uncle who are police officers, no finer people than they. Police officers are subject to threat all the time. There was a revenge murder of a police officer just the other day by a disgruntled individual. The highest respect for police officers. But the police have to be subject to civilian control. And there are a handful of police officers who have no business being police officers. And they sully the reputation of all police officers. And frankly, there is a culture now that if somebody disregards an order to stop, that the use of deadly force, it will be justified by civilian authorities who are afraid of the electorate. In other words, a police officer can kill somebody who says stop and you don't stop. That's really what it's come down to. Now, in Kenosha, the officer had his hand on Jacob Blake, on a sleeve or on a piece of clothing, as he got in a car with three kids in the back seat. He could see exactly what he was doing. And he shot him in the back, paralyzed him seven times. Why not six times? Would that have stopped him? Why not five times? Why not four times? Why not three times in the spine? Why not two times? Why not one time? You think maybe one shot in the back might stop somebody? It was a simply buck fever. He shoots into him and everybody's afraid. Statewide, local, everybody shuts up. Nobody says anything because they don't want at election time TV commercials saying that they are somehow soft on violence against the police. Which is false. We need people with some spine in public life. I was very disappointed that Biden's Justice Department decided not to do anything. When Eric Garner was strangled in Staten Island for selling cigarettes, slowly strangled, just like in Minneapolis, but slowly strangled, saying, "I can't breathe." The guy wasn't even fired for 3 years. 3 years. Then the police union held demonstrations against his firing. Well, unbeknownst to a lot of people, professionals in the Justice Department were prepared to charge him, the local U.S. attorney, that officer, for strangling Eric Garner, for selling cigarettes without a license. And they went to the U.S. attorney nationally. And that was Crooked William Barr. And Crooked William Barr said no. And what he didn't say to them, but was true, was that he felt that somehow that would hurt Trump among the police unions. So even in the Trump Justice Department, the rank and file were prepared to charge. And it took Crooked William Barr to stop it. Well, here, where's Merrick Garland in this? Where's Merrick Garland? The state authorities aren't going to charge. And nobody at all. They said that a reasonable officer would have done that. A reasonable officer would not have shot a guy seven times in the back while he held his sleeve. His three kids are in the back seat, simply for not stopping to get into his car. That was wrong. We better start seeing some spine out of the federal prosecutors in this state and nationwide. Another thing that really frosted me, you may have seen the news. There's a guy named Andre Jacques up in northeastern Wisconsin, the Door County area, that area. He got COVID, anti-vaxxer, anti-masker, so he survived. But he's weak, can't come to Madison. LeMahieu and Voss are going to let him remotely chair a committee hearing remotely. You may recall back some time ago, the Democrats have a great assemblyman in the Madison area named Jimmy Anderson. Jimmy Anderson is paralyzed from the waist down through no fault of his own. He was in a car ran by a drunk driver that killed his parents and his brother and left him paralyzed from the waist down. And because of COVID, his doctors didn't want him to go into the Capitol. If he gets COVID, he's done. He dies. And Voss would not let him attend a committee hearing remotely. Just watch it. Wouldn't let him do it. Would not let him do it. But LeMahieu and Voss are saying it's fine for André Jacques, a Republican. Got COVID, he's an anti-vaxxer, anti-masker, because he is a Republican. You know, you could say, well, why don't we go to court on that? Tell the court, you know, just as a matter of equal protection and due process, if you're going to permit Zoom appearances, remote appearances by legislators, it has to be without regard to party. That's what our democracy is. The fact is that some Republican judges would deny it. If a good independent judge, even if a Republican, granted your motion for relief, for an injunction, and even assuming the Court of Appeals granted it, the Republican Supreme Court, 4-3, would overturn that and say, no, the Republican majority can do what they want. And, you know, there's sort of a whiff of, it's not just mean-spiritedness, it's derision and sadism on the part of the Republican leadership to laugh at Jimmy Anderson, say, too bad, so sad. Wouldn't let him represent his constituents by at least monitoring what was going on. And then speaking, if they recognize him, they might not even recognize him. But letting this André Jacques, the anti-vaxxer, anti-masker, he can appear remotely. That is, it's not just violation of due process. It's not just a violation of equal protection. It's not just a violation of our Constitution. But just from a human point of view, Democrat, Republican, or independent, anywhere in the state, you could walk into an office, you could walk onto a farm, you could walk into a factory, manufacturing facility, you could walk into a school and talk to a teacher, you could walk into school and talk to a kindergartner and say, if two guys are ill and can't come to a meeting, would you agree that they both can come and make a remote appearance, whereas somebody is saying that only one of them can come and the other one has to just sit at home? Everybody in the state, everybody listening to the show, I don't think there's a single person who would call into the show right now. And there are Republicans out there monitoring this show. Hopefully you're learning something. Otherwise, call in and tell me where you differ. Happy to talk to you about it. But anybody with rudimentary human decency, would let somebody who is physically disabled, whether from COVID or whether from a drunk driver crashing into the car, let them appear as elected officials remotely. It's not saying we're going to let everything be done remotely. There has got to be a showing that the person is physically disabled. In Jimmy Anderson's case, doctors wouldn't let him go in because if he got COVID, it's all over. André Jacques' people won't let him go in because he is compromised. And nobody wants him in there, Typhoid Mary, walking around with COVID, maybe still, who knows. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.